I mentioned to some of you that I have been attending hour-long webinars on Monday, noontime-ish. They're called We Say Enough. This is an online community that describes itself as a multi-faith, multiracial community of radical truth-tellers coming together. Through the wonders of technology, we come together on Mondays at 12:30, and through collective lamentation, inspiration, political education, and action, we develop the moral courage to speak truth about the conditions that are leaving people locked up and locked out, and build a movement powerful enough to bring the world we dream about into being. Needless to say, perhaps, there are lots of uncomfortable truths shared on these Monday phone calls, many of which are discoveries for those of us who have not necessarily lived particular experiences of oppression. We are gathering tomorrow, for example, at 12:30 to take a deeper look at what is referred to as the fraud that manifests in a federal holiday called Columbus Day, and the brutality and terror that is obviated through centuries of nostalgic retelling of a founding, rather than radical truth-telling of colonization and greed and genocide. This is both powerful and painful discovery. The stories now made clear in the writings of the priest, the Father Bartholomew de las Casas, in 1542 from his diary, make obvious a Columbus that falls far short of a valiant discoverer. Clearer, the picture of a maniacal and violent man bent on the subjugation of native peoples wherever he encountered them. The descriptions are horrendous and beg the question of why we continue to celebrate a holiday in his name. Like many things, we have had a narrative, and we didn't know the truth that reality was different from that narrative, which is to say, first, in our process, we discover. Even when it's uncomfortable, we discover things. Sometimes it's about history, and sometimes it's a personal discovery of an illness, perhaps, or a loss of some kind. We see the truth on the chalkboard, and we recognize it as our own. It startles us, and it unsettles. And then sometimes that truth exposes a broader context so that we are forced to remember the brevity of our time. What have we filled our rooms with that we thought was so very important after all? It's a little like the proverbial house on fire question. It's consuming your home. What is so important that you think to take it with you? Now that you know, whatever it is you discovered, now that you see and feel the heat of that discovery, what is it that reveals itself meaningful to you? How does it shift the way you define and orient your world? I think the hardest part of uncomfortable truths is discerning our individual part in them. I often feel like, well, thanks, I'm sure there's a good reason or a good lesson in there, but I just don't want to deal with it right now. This weekend is a good example. We were traveling back and forth to New York to be with family. It was fun. It was a break. Everybody was together. And the news kept intruding itself. The news about our candidate for president reached new levels of frustrating and disheartening, a painful reminder of any number of really uncomfortable truths. We shake our heads, we wring our hands. Sometimes we want to do this. La 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 la. it's too much. When the institutions we are a part of, our country, our communities, or people we love, reveal things that we struggle to understand, sometimes we just don't want to deal with it. We have no idea where to start. Or it's easier to point away from ourselves at whatever or whoever we imagine we can blame or target. They did that. It's their fault. I wasn't even there. It's much harder to discern how we are each engaged in the uncomfortable truths that unfold to us. But sometimes when we least expect it, we have the good fortune and grace to discover our own capacities, like the woman retrieving the lion's whiskers, for patience, for determination, for the building of relationships that allow us to heal ourselves and to heal others. Sometimes we surprise ourselves with our tenacity for the long haul. I think our world needs that tenacity just now. I wonder if you have surprised yourselves recently. Have you discovered an ability to move beyond even the uncomfortable truths that inevitably show themselves to us? Sometimes that requires that we acknowledge I was wrong, or at least the willingness to admit I didn't know. It may even require us to acknowledge I knew, but I wasn't able to act. One of the things I am most grateful for in this tradition of ours, this wildly morphing and quixotic Unitarian Universalist faith that we adhere to, is the demand to keep moving. Whatever our discovery, comfortable or otherwise, good or ill, we are not allowed to sit still with it, whether it is of our own making or something we discover of others. We are required to push the boundaries of our understanding over and over again, to acknowledge, to question, to seek, to improve. When I left a former ministry, one of the congregants apparently said to the incoming minister, "Just don't talk about change so much. Reverend Ann was always talking about that." Yes, she was and she is, because change is about growth, because change is a fact of life. If we're not learning or adapting or becoming, especially around the uncomfortable discoveries that happen daily, then we're not awake or alive or engaged. Life is not static. We can't be either. We are guided in this tradition by an intention to be whole. And Michael reminds us again.
There's a truth beyond our knowledge. There's compassion beyond our pain. There's a spirit burning brighter. There's a love to guide our way. There's a truth beyond our knowledge. There's compassion beyond our pain. There's a spirit burning brighter. There's a love to guide our way.
This week, I invite you to ponder your recent discoveries, to sit for a while with what you have learned about the world, or this country, or this community, or someone you care about, or yourself. Figure out how that discovery may have challenged you, and whether your impulse was to turn away or to engage. We can't be fixing everything, as we might like. The world will likely never be perfect, but we can master how we respond, knowing, knowing, knowing there is a love to guide our way.
There's a truth beyond our knowledge. There's compassion beyond our pain. There's a spirit burning brighter. There's a love to guide our way. There's a truth beyond our knowledge. There's compassion beyond our pain. There's a spirit burning brighter. There's a love to guide our way.